This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1185. How to learn English for IELTS, three great ways.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
You know you need strategies for IELTS, but you may not realize how important it is to immerse yourself in the English language. Today, learn our top three tips for improving overall English for the IELTS exam.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey, Aubrey. How's it going?
Excellent. Today's my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday. Are you a person that always celebrates your birthdays?
Oh, yes. I love celebrating my birthday. There's in the United States, it's kind of a thing where you can get freebies. And I love going and get, like, I got a coffee from Dutch Bros. And I got this little cake from, like, I go and pick up all the little birthday freebies. And that's kind of fun. Like, everyone wishing me happy birthday.
That's such a good idea. James had his fifth grade promotion last week. So nice. They don't say graduation because it's like you're just going to
you're
middle
graduating.
School,
right?
So instead, they call it a promotion ceremony, but we went to Baskin Robbins to get an ice cream cake. And he saw that you get a free scoop on your birthday. And so he's like, oh, we have to come back.
Heck yeah. That reminds me, I should go to Baskin Robbins and get my free
There you go. There's another one. Oh my gosh.
That's so fun.
I'm the same as you. Like any reason to celebrate, I will celebrate. I will stretch my birthday out for like a week or two if I can. Like as many dinners with friends and like doing fun stuff.
Yeah, right. Any excuse to have a good time, have people celebrate you. Why not? Why wouldn't you stretch it out?
I know. And guys, you are studying for IELTS, and that is a great excuse to watch more movies and watch TV shows because you have to improve your overall English. I think that is maybe the biggest advantage of studying for IELTS. It's like, that's your reason. You get to watch as much stuff in English as you want to.
Right. Sorry. I need to spend some time watching TV, guys. I'm studying for an IELTS exam.
But it's so true, though. Because, guys, remember, IELTS is not just about being able to choose the correct multiple choice answer. You cannot choose the right answer if you don't know the words, right? Like the IELTS exam, if you're going to do well, if you're going to get a 7 or higher, you need to know all of the test strategies, what the examiner wants, everything about this exam. And you also need a high level of English. You need both of those things. So today, guys, we are going to tell you how to improve your overall English for IELTS.
Yes, exactly. And we want to make sure that you guys are aware of our app, which is now on Android as well as for iOS, because especially if you listen to the All Ears English podcast, which you should, it's the best way to listen. You can follow along on the transcripts and we highlight important vocabulary that also would be very useful for IELTS. Then you just click on it, add it to your list, and you have it all in one place. It's amazing. So make sure and download it at allearsenglish.com/app.
Awesome. We will touch base about that app again in a minute. But let's get to our first way to learn English, which we already mentioned as well. TV and movies. I hope you guys like watching TV and movies because I promise you, it doesn't matter what you're learning English for. It could be the test. It could be to travel. It could be for work. Any goal you have in English, you will improve your fluency by watching English movies and TV shows. And really, it's just whatever you like watching.
Yes.
You enjoy it, you're going to be learning.
Yes, you're going to be more engaged. Your brain is picking up more vocabulary because you're actively interested, right? Mm-hmm. And just like you said, there's so much out there. Why would you choose something boring that you're not interested in, right? Yeah. You're going to end up falling asleep or your mind will wander. You're not going to pick up nearly as much. So make sure, take that time to find something that you really enjoy.
And I mean, gosh, there are so many choices. Like, guys, you can find something you love watching. Like Aubrey said, yes, there's so much stuff out there. I do think, though, it's important for IELTS to sort of vary what you're watching because
for sure
we do have to keep in mind our goals here, right? What are we learning? What are we improving through this method? Well, you're improving your listening, obviously, but also vocabulary and grammar. If you watch with subtitles or closed caption and you are seeing what they're saying, that's improving your listening, but you're also going to be catching new words and phrases, sentence structures that you want to use as well. So you can be learning so much more if you just know what you're focusing on.
Yes, exactly, right? So just like you said, you can't just watch the news. Yes, you need to watch the news. You need to know about current events, but you also need to watch some fiction, some documentaries, watch some interesting documentaries. Then you're going to be getting all kinds of ideas about all kinds of different things. Then you'll have something to say or write about for any topic you could be given.
Totally. And ideas, exactly. Students are always asking, where do we get these examples and ideas from for writing and speaking? Well, you have to take in a lot of information. So before we move on to the next tip, I want to recommend a documentary that I just watched. It's relatively new. It came out last year, and it just became available streaming on HBO Max, Roadrunner. So this is the documentary about Anthony Bourdain, Tony Bourdain. It is one of the best documentaries I've ever seen in my entire life. And oh, wow. I was so in this documentary the whole time, crying and laughing. And just Tony Bourdain is such a fascinating person. And there's so much positive and so much tragedy as well. And I just really encourage you guys to check that out because there's a lot about the world and so many different issues are touched on. So definitely check out the documentary Roadrunner.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, I want to sneak in here because it's related to documentaries, but this is comedy. Have you heard of Documentary Now, Jessica?
Yes! It's so funny.
I am obsessed. I love it. You guys, it's all comedians, some of the guys from people from SNL, and it's kind of making fun of, poking fun at documentaries. It's hilarious. So you definitely have to check that out as well. And I think it makes watching documentaries more fun because it sort of points out some of the tropes or some of the things that happen in every documentary. And then when you watch a documentary, you're learning a ton, like you said, about people in history, but you also have this sort of funny thing in your background, remembering something you saw on Documentary Now.
It is so funny. They did one making fun of the documentary Grey Gardens, which is one of the most classic documentaries out there. It's these two eccentric rich women in the Northeast of America that live in this like decrepit mansion. It's super crazy, very true, classic documentary. But the episode they make fun of Grey Gardens is my favorite.
Oh man, they're good. You guys got to check it out.
All right, let's move on to number two. So the number two thing you should be doing, you must be doing to improve your overall English for the IELTS exam and improve your skills is read. Guys, if you're listening to the podcast and not watching us on YouTube, I literally just like put my hands together begging you guys to read. Aubrey, why is this the most vital thing for IELTS students?
Yeah, we think about this every time students are telling us when they have a tough time finding answers in the reading exam. Our first question is, you know, how much are you reading in English? What are you reading? Because if you're not, right, if you're only reading subtitles for shows, if you're not really immersing yourself into the written word, it's going to be impossible to get the number of answers correct you need on the reading exam. You must be reading a novel, reading a nonfiction book, reading magazines, reading newspaper articles, really getting a plethora of resources to be reading.
Yeah, exactly, guys. That is no joke. This is not an exaggeration. Every single time a student comes to me and they're like, why can't I get a better score in reading? I'm stuck at a 5. I'm stuck at a 5.5. Every single time without fail, guys, I say, okay, well, how much do you read in English? And they're like, I don't. So how can you expect to get a high score on a test that you're not practicing for? Like, so just remember this tenet that we said at the beginning. In order to do well on IELTS, you have to know the strategies and the question types and all that, but they're not going to help you if your overall English is not also great. All right? So you can understand all the reading strategies and tricks and tips, but if you're not reading, they're not going to help you.
Yep, exactly, right? So you do have to spend time on both. Like, yes, you need those strategies. You need to understand the scoring system, what the examiner is listening for, but that's not enough to stop there. You also need to be exposing yourself to listening to English, reading English, improving your overall English so that you can get the score you want on test day.
Exactly. And I'll just recommend one series. I don't know if I've talked about it here before. So I love sci-fi and I'm reading a series called Red Rising. And what I love about sci-fi, one of the things, is how it can comment on our real society and our real world problems presented in this extreme way or in this packaged in this alien way, but it's actually teaching you about what's wrong with Earth or what's wrong with us, right? Exactly. So I just highly recommend the series Red Rising. Oh, awesome. So good. All right. So number three, guys, use some language learning apps. We cannot deny the fact that you are carrying a little tutor with you in your pocket or in your purse at all times, guys. So instead of scrolling through Instagram or whatever you're looking at, you find an English language learning app that will help you. So we have two suggestions. And of course, the first is the All Ears English app because it is the best one out there. One more time, Aubrey, what do students see with the All Ears English app?
Yes, you follow along with the transcripts for the All Ears English podcast, and you also get vocabulary. We go through and pick out the most useful vocabulary to make it really easy for you to click on it, get the definition, get an example sentence, learn it in context, everything you need to add it to your vocab notebook, or even better, just click it and it adds it to your vocabulary list in the app. So it's really easy to access it. We make it as easy as possible for you.
It's so amazing. Listen to these super entertaining and enlightening, fun All Ears English podcasts. Aubrey is on quite often. Listen to them talk about culture and language and read the transcript at the same time. I mean, talk about listening, vocab, grammar. You will improve all of those skills with this app and your ideas, right? Like we said before, for speaking and writing. There's another app that I really like, Elsa. This is best for pronunciation. What do we like about Elsa, Aubrey?
I love that it gives you immediate feedback. Yeah. And it's like the Pavlov response. It's this amazing ding when you get it right. And you just feel encouraged, right? It's really fun. And the AI is very impressive. Yeah. Where we've seen some terrible AI. This is really good, where it's very accurate to let you know if your pronunciation is right, is understandable. It's a really great app.
And they also have like an IELTS section as well. So whatever your goals are, Elsa can help you with that pronunciation. pronunciation. But guys, if you want to check out the All Ears English app, go to allearsenglish.com/app or just search All Ears English on your device's app store, whichever device that is. All right. Awesome. So Aubrey, this has been super fun as always. Happy birthday.
Thank you. I think I'm going to go buy myself that book, Red Rising, that you're recommending because that sounds amazing.
It's so good. Go get that. Oh, I will nerd out and tell you about it off mic. I don't think all the students want to hear that.
Maybe not.
All right. Cool. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.